You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our incredible listeners, who head on over to strshare.com so that you can share everything about your property and we can celebrate you here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing the_cherry_cabana, the Cherry Cabana. Do I say the because of the Ohio State University?
Oh, that's just part of your...
It's just part of why, you know, how I do things. Love a couple of things about this property. They are in Wisconsin, Door County. And the first thing I love is in their social media profile, they say Northern Door Vacations for direct bookings. That's the only thing they say. So it's like, go there, book direct. There's a lot of you out there that have like the Airbnb and the Vrbo and the direct booking, multiple places. I love that they're telling you exactly where to go. The next thing that we see so many people not taking advantage of is what Sarah and I teach our clients about parent-child listings. And I think they have rocked this in the most amazing way. I'm gonna read a description directly from their direct booking site. Coming with a bigger crew. The Cherry Cabana is next door to its sister home, the Cozy Cabana, and together they form the Cabana Club. Perfect for extended families, reunions, or group getaways who want to stay close, but not too close.
That's cute.
The branding here, phenomenal. Cabana, Cabana, Cabana. So Cherry Cabana, Cozy Cabana, the Cabana Club. But letting the guests know that this is possible is amazing. And I don't want you to think that you have to have two properties to do this. You could have a four bedroom, bring it down to a two. You could have a three bedroom, take it down to one. Or you could have a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex. Please get creative with your offering here. Well done, Cabana Club.
Yes, it's so cute too. Like the decor is good. All right, and we don't say this lightly. You will sit empty on the 4th of July if you do not listen to this episode in its entirety, all right? Major holidays are falling on Friday and Saturdays this year, which completely changes how guests book, arrive, leave. 2026 is a weird calendar year for hosts. And if you price holidays the same way you always have, you're gonna leave money on the table or create like turnover chaos, truly. So today we're walking through the 2026 calendar, and make sure you stick around to the end because we're going to tell you exactly what to do so that you can make sure you're making as much money as possible.
So with these major holidays, again, falling on Fridays and Saturdays, it is definitely going to impact the arrival day of your guests, the departure day, the minimum amount of days that they're going to stay, and then that turnover flow. And so let's go ahead. I'm going to walk you through like, what? Have you looked at the calendar yet? Valentine's Day falls on a Saturday. President's Day follows immediately after that. 4th of July, Saturday. Halloween, Saturday. Christmas, Friday. New Year's Day is also on a Friday.
These are not just holiday dates. They change how guests structure their entire trips. I wanted to rewire your brain as a host and a business owner that how holidays fall, what is involved in the year, what makes up the year, absolutely impacts your revenue, and you need to care about it now before it gets to be too late.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're not planning for it now, your guest is, and you're going to be trying to be reacting later when your calendar's already booked. With Valentine's Day falling on a Saturday and then running right into President's Day Monday, this is the first major test of the year.
This combination matters a lot for ski markets, mountain towns, and drive-to destinations. Here are some booking patterns to look out for in your market. Romantic weekend travelers booking shorter stays. Families booking long weekends because of school breaks and wanting to take advantage of that. Guests willing to pay premiums for certainty, making sure they get what they want when they want it. And early bookings that might block higher value demand later, okay? So this is one of the biggest ski weekends of the year, and you need to pay attention.
Yeah, we have hosts inside our community already with record-breaking revenue for this time. And if you don't plan those minimum stays in your pricing now, you may lock in short stays and then create gaps later.
When holidays fall on Saturdays, turnover risk goes way up. Okay, what do I mean by turnover risk? Like when you actually clean the property and get it ready for the next guest, right?
So we told you at the very beginning, 4th of July, you may sit empty. Mm-hmm. And this is why. This is the clearest example for vacation markets for 2026, all right? Saturday, 4th of July, it's already a common turnover day. But this year, you might be too rigid if you have those Saturday to Saturday check-ins because guests may not want to arrive or leave on that actual holiday, right? I don't want to do that. I already want to be settled in, or I want to stay longer. So they may want to leave on Friday so they can get home for their normal festivities. Maybe they want to arrive on Sunday. Some guests specifically that week might want to do Sunday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to think through this. If you're rigid, like we're saying, enforcing those Saturday check-in and check-out, it could really block that calendar and you might not get any guests at all.
But too much flexibility can create these one or two night gaps that then will not book because of the way the guest travels. So this is where you need to decide in advance where control matters and where flexibility protects revenue. And we've met some of you all in those vacation markets, those traditional vacation markets, and you're very stubborn and rigid about what's always been. And I want you to look at your competition and those that are a little bit more modern when it comes to how guests are traveling and how they're really paying attention to the way the modern travelers book, because those are the people who are going to make the most money this year.
And we have a client that is, she's in Cape Cod, which is, again, traditionally very that Saturday to Saturday market. She has created a lot of flexibility. Mm-hmm. She listened to us, and she's charging a premium for those dates for that flexibility. So that's where we want you to have a mindset shift is this doesn't mean that you need to make your life harder. It doesn't mean that you're going to make less money. It doesn't mean that you have to change your calendar forever. It means that flexibility really can increase profitability if you allow it and if you're strategic with it. On to Halloween. It's another Saturday holiday this year, and this is one that hosts often misread Halloween itself.
Right. In many family-heavy markets, Halloween can actually reduce travel. Why? Well, families have their at-home traditions. Parents are less likely to travel that weekend, potentially. And guests may choose to stay local, which isn't a scary thing. I know, and us included, can get a little more heightened and more aware when we have local guests staying at our short-term rentals, and that's a good thing. But just think about those family traditions when it comes to family-focused holidays like Halloween.
Mm-hmm. And because Halloween can actually reduce travel, this does not mean that you want to panic or just slash your pricing.
Right.
It means adjust your expectations, loosen the rules if you need to, again, maybe on that specific holiday, and understand that. And again, we just want everybody to kind of, these mindset shifts that you're having, that a holiday doesn't always increase demand.
All right, let's talk about Friday holidays now, okay? Because Friday holidays behave very differently than midweek holidays. In 2026, both Christmas Day and New Year's Day fall on Fridays. Here's why this matters. There are enough days in between the holiday and the weekend to sell the weekend before, okay?
Pause there, so think about that. Some guests will only book for the holiday itself, and others are gonna book Friday and to Sunday stays. And when Christmas falls midweek, similar to what it did in 2025, people often skip that weekend before. But now, with it on a Friday, you can sell more of total nights if you're planning this correctly, okay, with Christmas falling on the actual Friday.
Now, the same concept applies to New Year's Day. You may see guests checking out Friday morning and a new group arriving that afternoon. So the cool thing is that Friday holidays can create two opportunities, not just the one.
Yeah, so get excited about that.
One of the biggest mistakes hosts can make is pricing the holiday night and ignoring the days around it.
Holidays affect the arrival patterns, departure patterns, even the guest psychology. So you have to think, again, the weekend before, the holiday itself, the weekend after. These can all be premium pricing. The guests are not booking specific dates. They are booking the whole holiday logistic, and they're booking their experience. Again, that flexibility leads to profitability, all right, and premium pricing.
If you ignore the full window of opportunity, you either underprice or you block yourself, okay? So holidays are windows of time, not just these like isolated dates. And I was gonna say, you know, think about how you travel, but that's almost dangerous for me to say because if you travel in a rigid way, or maybe you don't have the same kind of family as your market does, or the same situation as your market does, then you kind of like become your own enemy. We've seen it happen. We're like, well, I would never do that, or I would never pay for that much for a stay. But you have to look at market trends when you're making these decisions.
I love what Sarah just said really quickly about not being your guest avatar. If it is a, these holidays, these could be times, again, premium pricing. We see so many guests. I can't thinking, especially when we help them with their dynamic pricing, there's no way I would ever get that. Again, we get it over and over again, specifically on holidays. These are huge life events, like core memories for families. I just returned from multiple holiday trips with different friends, different family, and each of us were celebrating something big with our entire family, another one with our entire friend group, and we all paid a premium, and we gladly did it because there were multiple things we were celebrating, and we didn't know if we were ever going to get that chance to do this certain things with these people again. So please do not underprice yourself. This is a time to really dig in, but use the data that's out there also.
And here's the cool part. We're not asking you to guess. We're not asking you to be like, okay, Sarah Nett said to not underprice, so I'll just pick this. No, this is about planning early. This is about reading market data. It exists out there. You just have to go read it and understand it.
So here's your action steps. And we want you to do it this month. We don't want you to delay and lose out on any potential revenue. You're going to pull out your 2026 calendar. You're going to identify all those holidays. We already went over them with you on the Fridays and Saturdays. Review your default minimum stays. Review your default minimum stays. Look for forced turnover days. And then we want you to decide where you're going to be flexible. Where does that make sense for you and your team? Please keep your team in mind during all of this. Decide where those premiums make sense.
Once those bookings start coming in, your options start shrinking, okay? So the best holiday strategies are set before the demand shows up. So again, do the work right now. And here's the thing. Your competition is not paying attention to this. So we encourage you to take the steps your competitors aren't so that you can reap the benefits of paying attention.
Right. Do not mirror their pricing strategy. And if you want help, we can walk you through your calendar, your pricing rules, holiday strategy. It's exactly what we're covering inside our pricing bootcamp. So head over to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to join us.
Get ahead of the calendar before it gets ahead of you. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Dent, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.